This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:19, Wednesday, the 6th of April. And hey, you're listening to The Morning Run.
What's that?
That was me making a bit of noise. In the meantime, let's talk about the healthcare system in Malaysia.
Because the pandemic tested healthcare systems to a breaking point globally, with Malaysia no exception. As Health Minister Khairi Jamaludin admitted in Parliament that the nation's public healthcare system was chronically underfunded. With the surge in patients during the peak of the pandemic, calls for reform from overworked and underpaid medical staff, Malaysians witnessed firsthand how the nation's healthcare system struggled under the enormous weight of underinvestment.
The minister contrasted how other middle-income countries spend upwards of 4% of their GDP on healthcare, while Malaysia spends only 2.6% in 2020. So as the nation transitions to an endemic phase, we ask what is needed to reform our healthcare system to become more resilient, and whether the proposed white paper, healthcare reform paper, will be enough to deliver that much-needed transformation.
Well, to help us understand this very important topic and to share her perspective, we have on the line with us Professor Dr. Adiba Kamarul-Zaman, Professor of Medicine and Infectious Diseases at the University of Malaya. Good morning, Professor Adiba. Thanks for speaking to us again. Now, tomorrow we actually celebrate World Health Day. And as we reflect on the 6.15 million deaths globally due to COVID-19, and I think we saw struggles and near breakdown of healthcare systems, do you think the pandemic has fundamentally changed how we should view our healthcare system in the first place?
Well, I think if we don't reflect and, you know, see where our strengths and weaknesses are, then it would be a very sad moment, isn't it? This is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of occurrence that no country has been left untouched. And if we don't take this opportunity to, using a cliche, build back better, then that would be very sad indeed. What this pandemic has taught us is that what we learn from this pandemic is that health and economy, and I should also say the environment, are inextricably linked. So you can't have a strong nation, a wealthy nation, without having a strong and healthy population.
Yeah, so you think you draw very important links about the intrinsic link, right, on economic and health and wellness. But you also point to the fact about the strength and weaknesses of our healthcare system. In your broad assessment, where are our strengths and weaknesses?
Well, I think what the pandemic showed us is the need for a very strong public health system. And you noted that the Minister of Health had touched on the chronic underinvestment of the public health system. Throughout last 2.5 years, we've relied very, very heavily on the public health. And then when we talk about public health, it means many things, right? There's a public health system, which is what you are familiar with, the KKM hospitals, and to some extent the teaching hospitals and the defense hospitals. And then you've got the private hospitals and the GPs. And we know that throughout the pandemic, the brunt of the work was undertaken by the public health system. So that's the one that, you know, when we say needs to be strengthened. But there's a component of that public health system which is public health. And this is all very confusing, which are the, you know, the people in the PKDs, those who do surveillance, those who enforce quarantine. That component needs to be also very much strengthened, because again, the KKs, the true frontliners, the PKDs and the KKs bore the brunt of the pandemic. Having said that, I think Malaysia has unfortunately got a 2, if not a 3-tiered system. We've got the private healthcare through the network of general practitioners, private general practitioners, and the private hospitals. Then you've got the KKM system, and then you've got, much smaller extent, the university hospital system. Now, these three need to come together, in my view, in the future as a whole ecosystem, and that will require relooking legislation, relooking how we finance the system.
Let's talk about the resources required to meet these needs. The 2022 budget provided 32.4 billion ringgit, but with the challenges and shortages, is this enough, and what is needed to rebuild our healthcare system?
You know, when it comes to health, it's never enough, isn't it? Because there's always going to be new diagnostics, new treatment that's good, that cost a fortune. But there are some essential things that need to be financed. And the minister is right that we are chronically underfunded. In fact, for our level of GDP, we should be sitting around 7 to 10% even. But having said that, money needs to be spent wisely. It's no point in pumping money into a system, but it's not being spent efficiently. So what I think fundamentally we need to do is pivot to a stronger primary healthcare system. I mean, certainly building a stronger network of clinic kesihatans and stronger health workforce. We need to look at community health systems, managing people where they're at. At the moment, a lot of our focus is on late stage and acute care diseases in hospitals. We really need to shift that towards earlier diagnoses, whether it's cancer or infectious diseases. And also, once again, we need to strengthen the public health, disease monitoring, surveillance, health promotions and education, and build stronger laboratory systems around the country for better and earlier diagnoses. And of course, we need to build a stronger healthcare workforce. Problems with junior doctors not finding jobs and training. Mm. So we hear this ad nauseum, right? The lack of specialists and all that. So that truly needs to be addressed. But, you know, we hear about the doctors. We don't hear much about the nurses and the allied health, which also needs to be strengthened. Mm-hmm. You know, if we want to build a stronger primary healthcare and managing patients where they're at, even at home, then having community nurses, community physiotherapists, occupational therapists, psychologists, all that we're lacking at the moment, and that needs to be built. We need to find a way of working with community organizations and fund them and strengthen their capacity.
Yes.
Much more. Those people who currently are managing nursing homes, those who are managing childcare and all that, all in a way, the responsibility doesn't just fall to the Ministry of Health.
Yeah.
It has to be a all of society engagement.
Okay. Thank you for your time. That was Professor Adiba Kamaruzaman, Professor of Medicine and Infectious Diseases at the University of Malaya, reminding us that we need an all-of-society approach when it comes to healthcare. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.